Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in Your Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you wherever you are, whatever it is that you're doing. This is Evangelist Randy Brollo, and welcome to It's Time, Christ in Your Ministries. We've been on the air now for a few weeks on this station, and we thank God for those of you that are continuing to listen by the way of the internet, Wi-Fi, AM1460.com, and those of you in the Burlington, New Jersey area that are listening on the dial, 1460 AM on the radio. We say thank you and welcome again to It's Time, Christ in Your Ministries, a prophetic ministry. God is called to wake the body of Christ up, to warn the unruly, to reach out to those who are dying and crying for truth, and those who want to be edified and built up, and that will receive the prophetic word of God. You know, many today don't want to receive the prophet's word. They want to have their ears itching, and they want to have their ears to be heard smooth things. Tell us smooth and easy things, but do not tell us how to live righteous and how to live in holiness, because that's old-fashioned. You know, even the people today, they're trying to put the Bible on the back burner, you know, but that's God's word, and God's word will never return void. You know, what he said is going to come to pass, and it will accomplish that which he has spoken. The Holy Bible is the Holy Word of God, written by inspiration of holy men as God gave them utterance to speak what he has placed into their hearts. And so it is in this fivefold ministry, in this end time. God is raising up prophets, and he's always had the fivefold ministry. But we've been caught up in the church and the form of godliness and the traditions of men. And the world has crept into the hearts of the people in churches. And so they don't understand the fivefold ministry because they haven't been taught. Many today have not been taught what God is saying and in his word. They only hear a prosperity message. And so they don't fully understand how the Spirit of God is moving in their lives and how God is moving in their hearts. And they don't understand the move of the Holy Spirit in services because they quench the Spirit of God because they have their own form of godliness, you know. But we thank God that, you know, God is always raising up a remnant. And in this end time, he has a remnant of people that will love him, serve him, and that are in the fivefold ministry. So we say thank you, Jesus, for who we are, because without Jesus, we can do nothing. We can do nothing without him. And through Christ, we can do all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, God hates religion, and you should hate religion also. So we're not religious. We're just sinners saved by grace. We got a call of God on our lives, and we're striving to do that which God has called us to do. So he that has an ear, let him hear what the voice of the Lord is saying in this end time. And if you really love the Lord and you really know God's voice, you'll hear the voice of the Lord as God speaks through his servants. What the Lord has placed into my heart today to speak to those that have an ear to hear about integrity. Integrity. And it's been really a battle to even come on to bring you this word. I've gone through technical problems, and so we're moving forward regardless of what we hear as far as the playback. We don't want to sound like we're in an echo, and you know, but nevertheless, we're going forward with this broadcast and with this production. We bring you the word so that you'll be edified, the word of God, so that you'll be built up, and so that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart, and that you will repent and turn to the true and living God. His name is Jesus. Integrity. What is integrity? Integrity is a real, personal, tangible spirit. Integrity, according to the dictionary, is an adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. The state of being whole, entire, undiminished, to preserve the integrity of the empire, to preserve the integrity of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to walk in moral character, to walk in honesty and of a good report, to be made whole. This is what God is endeavoring to have his church, the body of Christ, to walk in integrity. This is what God has been speaking to the leaders, the pastors of the body of Christ, to walk in integrity, to walk in moral character, honesty. Because the opposite of honesty is dishonesty. And when we look and we search the scriptures, we see that God desires for us to walk in integrity. Walk in integrity. We look here in the book of Job. Turning to Job here now, trying to click on to it. Really, really going through a battle here, saints, and praying as I go along here that the Lord will, you know, help me to fight this battle, because this is certainly a battle that I'm endeavoring right now. Integrity. When we look at Job 2 and 3. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man?" In other words, a mature and upright, one that walks upright, tzaddik, in righteousness, and one that feareth God. And when one fears God, they shall depart from evil. That means they think no evil. They speak no evil. They walk in the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. And this was the type of man Job was. And this is the type of men and women that God desires for his people to be, have that godly character. And he feareth God, and he sheweth evil. He shuns evil. And he holdeth fast his integrity. He holds fast his moral character. Do you hold fast your moral character? Are you walking upright? Are you walking in the fear of the Lord? Are you an upright person? Is your moral character that which is pleasing to the Lord? And, you know, when Job was tempted by Satan, of course, his wife came to him and said unto him, "Dost thou still retain that integrity? You know, all that you're going through, all your trials and tribulations and the things that you've lost, why don't you just curse God and die?" But you see, Job never did that. Job held on to his integrity. His integrity, his moral character, his faith in God. No matter what came his way, he never cursed God, because he knew he would die. And when we see the life of Job, we see the life of Christ, God in the flesh, who walked in perfect integrity. God the Father said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And so when we hear from Jesus. We hear from the Word of God. We hear from the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart through the Word of God. The Word, the Spirit, the blood, the water, they all agree in one here in this earth. And when we walk in integrity, we're walking in good character, walking in good moral character. Are you walking in good moral character? Psalms 26:11 says, "But as for me," David said, "I will walk in mine integrity, and redeem me, and be merciful unto me." Psalms 41:12, "And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and setteth me before my face forever." Psalm 78, "So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands." You see, God desires for his people to walk in integrity. The integrity of the upright, Proverbs 11:3. "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them." Your transgressions to continue to walk in iniquity, to continue to walk in sin, and think that God does not see what you're doing, what you're saying, how your conduct is, you're mistaken, my friend. You're mistaken, my pastor, my leaders, my bishops, my apostles, my false prophets, those that say that they're in the fivefold ministry, those that say that they're born again Christians, but they're not walking in integrity. You're mistaken if you think that God does not see and he doesn't know all that you're doing. For the Lord is searching. The Lord is searching for those who will walk in integrity. For in this end time, the Bible clearly tells us that many shall depart from the faith. Yes. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me with that word. Searching the scriptures here now. 1 Timothy 4:1. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times," and we are certainly in the latter times, if you look and see the floods, the earthquakes, the social distress, the lack of fear of God in the hearts of many, in our school systems, even in our political governments, we're falling away from the true and living God. We're falling away through a culture, through a culture that says that there's more than one way to get to God, the Father. And the Bible clearly states that no man can come to the Father except through the Son. And he that hath the Son have life. And he that hath not the Son have not life. So the Spirit expressly speaks that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So we're in an end time, beloved, where many are being seduced by doctrines of devils and doctrines of seducing spirit, giving heed to seducing spirits, because they're departing from the faith. But 2 Timothy 2:19 says, the Word of God tells us, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his." I'm going to read that again. 2 Timothy 2:19. "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Truly, if you're born again, I'm not talking about if you go to church on a Sunday, if you go to Bible study on a Wednesday, and you act like the devil for the rest of the week, and you're not yielding to the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit transform you and turn your life around, that you will repent and that you now conform into the image of Jesus Christ. This truly is when you know that you're in the foundation and that the Lord knows them that are his. You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be ye a doer of the word. Be ye a doer of the word. And then you will be able to stand. And having done all to stand, you can stand. You can fight the battles. You'll have the victory. You'll understand that, hey, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You'll understand that truly the Lord is yours and he is yours. But, you know, many today have been seduced by the leadership that is in the body of Christ today through the lack of leaderships because of the false teaching, because of the prosperity message. So, you know, God is not pleased with the leadership in the body of Christ today. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Jeremiah 2:8. Jeremiah 2:8. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after other things that they do that do not profit. Jeremiah 2:8. God says, the priest said not, where is the Lord? The pastors, the priests, and they that handled the law knew me not. They that handled the word of God don't know the Lord because they don't seek the Lord. The pastors don't ask God for what he would have them to preach and teach the body of Christ and the local congregation. They just think in their own heart, well, this will be good. This sounds really good. Enticing words, motivational speakers, and not by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so God is holding pastors that say they're pastors accountable. Accountable for what they say and for what they do. Jeremiah 3:15 says, I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. You see, pastors according to the heart of God have the anointing, and they feed the sheep with knowledge and understanding. Christ in them, the hope of glory. They feed the sheep, not fleece the flock. And so God is not pleased, and he is looking, and he's bringing down all the false pastors, all the false prophets, those that say they are true prophets, but they're not, but they prophesy by the spirit of Baal. And so God is saying to you, walk in integrity, walk in moral, upright character, and you shall know that the Lord is your God. Are you striving to walk in uprightness and good character? Jeremiah 12:10. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. Many pastors. Jeremiah 10:21. For the pastors have become brutish and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flock shall be scattered. You see, many churches are coming down, beloved, in this end time. A lot of big churches, a lot of small churches where the leadership is not walking in integrity, not walking in moral character, character of Christ in them, the hope of glory. And it's sad, but you know, it's been prophesied that many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. You see, it is the word of God, and it is coming to pass. But thank God for those of you that are striving to walk in integrity, striving to walk in the likeness of Jesus Christ in this end time. We love you, beloved. And it's our moral duty, and it's our calling at the body of Christ to tell you, to speak to you through the voice of the Lord, to walk in integrity, walk in good moral character. For God will bless you. You will truly be blessed, and you will truly know that you know. and you'll be fruitful and you'll multiply. For this is the will of God, that you multiply and be fruitful. You be fruitful and you multiply. You know, when you give your heart to the Lord, you're not just to keep it to yourself, not to stay in the four walls of the church and have a good hallelujah time and just have Bible study, but you're to get out into the highway and the byways, into the malls, into the supermarkets, on your job, and tell people by the life that you live who Christ is in your heart, what God has done for you, how he set you free. And we're to pray. Pray, beloved. Many today don't want to pray. They only want to pray when things go wrong, when things are not working right in their lives. They want to pray to get something from God because things are not right. Not being in love with the Lord and praying for their family, praying for their loved ones, and talking to the Lord because you love him, and let him know that how much you appreciate him and how much you know from his holy word that he's changed your life around, and how much you know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You see, that's what prayer is. Prayer is just having fellowship with the Lord and just talking to God because you love him, because he is your all in all. Do you love Jesus today? Do you really, really love the Lord? Or do you have a love of the world? Is the love of the world in your heart? Are you in love with the pastor more than you're in love with God? Are you in love with the bishop more than you're in love with the Lord? Do you hold the apostles and the prophets up higher than you hold the Lord? Well, God is not pleased with that, beloved. It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And then love your neighbor as yourself. And go out and speak to the world by the life that you live, because you're walking in integrity. And continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray for America. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your usher board. Pray for your missionaries. Pray for the President of the United States. Pray for leaders. Oh, if men would only pray and believe God and walk in integrity. For when we walk in integrity and good moral character, the prayers of the righteous availeth much, the fervent prayer. And God will hear and answer your prayer. So, beloved, I encourage you this day to call on the name of the Lord. And you shall see, as you walk in integrity, that Jesus Christ will answer your prayers as you walk with him and talk with him and love him. We have a prayer line that you can certainly join us every Mondays. It's, if you have your pen and paper, you want to write it down. It's 805-360-1000. And access code is 314-743. We have prayer every Monday, Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. is when it starts. I'm going to give you that number one more time. It's 805-360-1000, extension 314-743. That's the access code. Come on with us at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Monday and join us in prayer. And you will see how God will remove all those burdens, the depression, your sickness will go, and you'll see God move in the miraculous way if you'd only believe and have faith that God can move any mountain. Any mountain, any trouble that you have, anything that you're going through, the Spirit of God can touch you and he can heal you and make you whole. Join us Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 805-360-1000. Then hit the access code of 314-743. We love you, beloved. And we know that God loves you and he has nothing but the best for you. He desires for you to walk and talk in integrity. What is integrity? We've said this earlier, what it is. It's walking in good moral character. Walking and being made whole. Walking and talking like a Christian. Not acting like the devil. Not acting like the world. For the world passes away. But reflecting the image of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. I know, you know, many, they are so starched and pious. They look so religious. And, you know, you can't tell them anything because of the pride. I'm not talking about walking that type of walk, beloved. Just be who God has made you to be. Be yourself. Enjoy life, yes. Because Jesus come to give us life and give it more abundantly. For the thief comes to steal, rob, kill, and destroy. So we're not talking about with all of these and the thous. But not engaging in sin. Not engaging in sinful conversations on your job. Not engaging in gossip and backbiting. Not listening to things that we shouldn't be listening to. That's pornography, watching pornography. Not walking in fornication and having sex without having marriage. Not cheating on your wife or your husband, walking in adultery, whoremongering, you know, toting those cigarettes and drinking that alcohol. We're talking about letting the Lord deliver you, set you free by the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can walk in integrity and continue to walk in fellowship with the Lord, that you'll know Him. Oh, that you'll know Him, that you know that you know. This is the will of God for you. This is the will of God for me, that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Yes, beloved, you can walk in integrity and know the will of God for your life. Won't you join us every Monday, 9 p.m.? 9 p.m. every Monday at 805-360-1000. Access code 314-743. This is Evangelist Randy Brollo saying to you, may the Lord bless you as you walk in integrity. May He keep you as you do the will of God, as you are the doer of the Word of God, as you hide the Word of God in your heart, that you will not sin against Jesus, that you won't sin against your man, fellow mankind, that you love the Lord with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And you will see that truly Christ in you, the hope of glory, you will be a blessing in your life. And things will look different. Life will look different. Life will have full meaning. You'll begin to understand who you are. And you'll know that you know that when you leave this life, the gift of eternal life is through Jesus Christ. Do you know Him today? Do you know Jesus? Do you know Him today? Do you know Him today? Let Him wash your sins away. Jesus the Christ, Jesus our life, do you know Him personally today? He's a personal God. Personally. Personal. Not religion. Not religion. We love you, beloved. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus and not on mankind. Until next time, may the Lord bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.